Good Saturday morning. Welcome to another edition of the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Conservation Show. I'm Kyle Lenzner, and with me today we have Dan Sternhagen out of Hamlin County there. How's it going, Dan?
Doing good, Kyle. Thanks for having me on today. I'll start off with what I normally do, the Hamlin County Listener of the Week. This week, the Listener of the Week is going to be Johnny Ward out of that Bryant area. He's a fellow conservation-type person. He enjoys being in the outdoors and doing anything that involves deer hunting, pheasant hunting, and all that good stuff. So thanks, Johnny, for being a listener.
Well, sounds good. Thanks, Johnny. How's the fishing down in your area? I guess we could start down there and see how things are going.
Fishing's been, it's been so-so. Walleye bite on Ponset's kind of been, same as it has been all year. That cookie cutter 14.5-inch walleye out in the evenings are doing pretty good. Kind of spread throughout the entire lake. I mean, I don't know if there's a spot you couldn't set up and catch fish out there for the walleyes, but the perch bite out there just really been non-existent. I don't know if you were out there last week, and did you see any perch?
Yeah, we seen a couple, but not like it was earlier this year. I think guys are having trouble finding them right now, and especially right now since we got that snow last weekend, and now maybe this weekend with the warmer temperatures guys will be able to move around a little easier. But last Sunday, guys were having a heck of a time getting ice shacks around there. So
yeah, it's been definitely interesting out there. Good call on the snow out there. I would definitely caution people that are going out. Make sure that you're prepared, that you're going out fishing. Make sure you got a toe strap. It's pretty common. Guys are getting kind of stuck on not really the new snow, but the old snow that's underneath. That's where people get hung up. You can't quite see them, the big drifts that where the shacks used to be that have accumulated all that snow. So just be ready. Have your phone ready. Hopefully you can be able to wave someone down to help pull you off. So other lakes around the area, Lake Albert's really been dead all year. I haven't seen a whole lot of people out there. There's definitely a good fish population out there. So if guys can go out there and find where the perch and walleye are, I'm sure guys could do fairly good out there.
Yeah, it's getting that time of year, and last summer, like you said, that was a hot spot for the perch, and I'm sure they've grown a little bit since then, so yeah. If you can find them, I'm sure here in the next month or so they should bite.
Yep. Lake Norden, kind of same old, definitely going to be a lake of interest for Northerns. I've seen a handful of shacks. I really haven't talked to anyone that's been fishing out there, but I'm sure that's probably what they're doing is catching those Northerns or spearing them. Other lakes out farther west in Hamlin County, like Three Buck, Clear Lake, has been really quiet. Three Buck has been really off the record right now. It's just pretty non-existent. I have had a few people out there chasing some nice pike. Clear Lake, you can go there, you can catch some fish. Typically, they're going to be that smaller walleye and smaller perch. So have you seen anything different over there?
Not really. That's pretty similar to what I've been seeing, and like I said, with the warmer weather, hopefully we can get into something a little better. Maybe that'll change some things, and it is that time of year. So hopefully now with the getting closer to that spawning season, things might start picking up around the area. We can jump over to Clark County there. Once again, Bailey's Lake, that's always been one that don't seem like it really shuts off, whether it's wintertime or summertime or springtime. Downfall there is a lot of the fish are on the smaller side, so if guys are looking for somewhere to take the kids, it'd be a good place to take the kids. Hopefully with this warmer weather, the access to it's a little better. I know last weekend, I haven't been there this week much, hopefully that access gets a little better. It was getting drifted shut there last Sunday with the snow, so it'd be a good one. Fish are still biting, mainly on the smaller side, but if you're looking for some action, definitely a place to go. Dry Lake number two there, things are still slow. Guys, like I said, with the ices, have made it very difficult for travel. The fish guys are getting it's decent fish, decent walleye, decent perch, but not very many. The quality is good, just the quantity isn't there. Indian Springs, guys are doing pretty good on walleye over the 20 inches, but once again, same thing as that Dry Lake. The quality is good when you find them, just not anything for quantity-wise. So, and it seems like on Indian there, it seems like that 5-6 foot and less is where guys are picking up those fish. So pretty shallow water up in the weeds there, it seems like, is where guys are doing the best. Swan Lake, not a lot of activity out there. Guys are picking up quite a few northern out there, and every once in a while a pretty nice walleye. So Reed Lake, it's been one of those where if the fish are biting, it's been a pretty good lake, but it's not a everyday bite. So if you're there on the right day, you can do pretty good on the walleye. Perch haven't been really, have been kind of non-existent out there this year, but the walleye, if you're there on the right day, have been biting pretty well. Over in Coddington County here, Lake Compesca, guys are still getting some small walleye out there, and still picking up a few panfish, primarily for the crappies. The most pressure that's been seen is up there around Lunkers there, right off of the, right out in front there. There's quite a few guys, and seems like that evening bite is probably the best bite guys are seeing. Out on Pelican, things have kind of slowed down here this past week. Guys haven't caught as many, but they are still picking up a few fish, especially in that evening into the dark time. And size just ranges. I've seen anywhere from 10 to less and all the way up to 20 plus. So good mixture of fish, just not catching as many as they were there. Goose Lake, that's just another one of those hit and miss. Guys are marking a lot of fish out there, but unless you're there on the right day, it just seems like that's always been a tough one to catch fish on. And when you get them, they're nice fish. Both perch and walleye are both pretty nice. It's just trying to find which day they're going to bite.
Yeah, I'd definitely second that on the Goose Lake. You know, that one day that I think Calvin, the park ranger here in Watertown, and I were out there, we were talking to a bunch of fishermen. Guys are doing pretty good on the perch, and everyone pretty much told us that in the evenings they were doing pretty good on the walleyes. And then that next day we came back out and checked again, and it was complete switch. It was not a single person had fish. People even said the night bite was really poor. So it's kind of strange about how that works with goose.
Yeah, it's always been that way. I don't know what's up with that lake, but everybody you talk to says that. So, but it always draws people back, hoping that they're there on the right day. So, otherwise, in Coddington, Stink Lake, guys are still picking up those perch. Perch are about that, continue to be about 7 to 11 inches would be about the top side. And a few smaller walleye. Dry Lake up by Florence, that's kind of shut off. Guys are still picking up a few walleye, but not as many as they were. So, otherwise, we can head up to Day County there. Up in Day County, Wabe Lake. Anglers are having some success. Sorry about that. Anglers are having some success catching a few perch and an occasional walleye out there. So they are starting to find those perch as we move into this later time of the year. It seems like they're scattered out across the lake up there, and it don't seem like there's much consistency on the bite. Bitter Lake, anglers seem to have decent success catching some smaller walleye, and they are getting a few over that 15-inch range. With the best bite coming in after sunset. So after it gets dark there, that's when guys are having the best luck on the walleyes. And out on Enemy Swim, anglers are catching a few crappie, bluegill, but overall things are still a little slow. Other than that, that should wrap up the fishing report for the week. You got anything else to add in, Dan?
No, you know, the fishing report that covers that, you know, I guess I'll throw a pitch out there for some springtime hunting report. We got our light goose conservation order coming up. That season runs from February 19th to May 8th. So definitely in season. Have you been seeing any geese yet?
I haven't seen any yet. No, I think that storm last week kind of slowed them down for this area, but it sounds like some have been spotted down in southern South Dakota.
Yep.
Not much, but it sounds like Nebraska, that area, that eastern Nebraska, has quite a few in it. So.
Yeah, that's what Don Fierstead was telling me the other day when we did our radio show for that Don Fierstead Fishing Report. Some other things to keep in mind when it comes to for licensing for these things that people need to know. Just a regular hunting license would work out there. It is required for a 2018 migratory bird certification as well, where the federal waterfall stamp is not required during this because it's not a true season. It's just a conservation order.
Yep, and I know so. That's one that I got asked that a few times last weekend. Guys had their stamps yet, and they asked me if they needed them, and every year I get that question, and now the federal stamp pretty much once that fall season's over, that fall and winter season there, that stamp pretty much there isn't any seasons that it's needed for. So for the spring light goose, yep, like Dan said, all you need is one of those one of the hunting licenses, the season long one, or your combination license if you're a resident, along with that migratory bird cert. So
yep, that the resident migratory bird cert.
Yep.
And then for the non-residents, kind of same thing, you could buy a adult license or a youth license, and then that migratory bird cert is included in that license. So all you got to do, if you're in the Watertown area, stop at one of the local bait shops like Cowboy Baits and pick up your license and you're good to go. But yeah, I would imagine probably 2-3 weeks and until the birds might start showing up here. We got to get the snow out of here. That's the biggest deterrent right now.
Yeah, with this warmer weather, it might even be sooner, but we'll have to wait and see. Also with that, because we've had a few birds show up in the state, if you're looking at tracking to see where their migration is at, we do have our thunderstorm map, which is active now on our webpage there. So we update that about weekly. I don't know if it's weekly. As we get into the more prominent season when birds have really moved into the area, that'll be updated just about daily. But yep. Right now it's... it's updated, I know, at least every week. So that would be a way to keep track on where those highest concentrations of birds are. So, and that's just on our website there. Another note, just before we get too far away from the fishing report, just a reminder that here this week that ice shakes or the ice shacks now that we are into March need to be removed daily. So just remember that if you're going to be out there, that you got to take those ice shacks off daily. So with that also, I see you got the application deadlines over there. What applications are coming up to be due? I know last week I didn't have that list, so I couldn't tell you which ones were due coming up here, but I see Dan has it today. So
yep. We got just a couple coming up on us here soon. The special buck and then the archery paddlefish season. Deadlines are coming up of April 13th is when those are due. So if you're interested in getting those in, you can get online and sign up and get that in so you don't forget about it. Earlier is better. So
yeah, usually they come out about a month ahead of time. And but April 13th is when those will be due. So those are the next online. Also coming up, I know we've mentioned it here the last few weeks, is the Watertown Open House, which will be up at the Country Inn and Suites. That'll be March 5th, which is next Monday, or I should say this coming Monday here. That'll be 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and it'll be the WDM focus this year. So that wildlife damage deal will be this year or so. If you have any questions, we'll have plenty of game, fish, and park staff on hand there to answer any questions, and we'll have plenty of people.
Yeah, so. those open houses, you know, attendance might be, you know, depending on the area. Typically, if there's a large attendance, there's something that we need to hear about. If there's a small attendance, things are going over pretty good for the county is what we normally like to see out there. But, you know, if anyone has any questions out there, these open houses are a great opportunity to get some information out to us. You know, not very often you can get us all, you know, all the experts, whether it's, you know, wildlife damage specialists, fisheries biologists, law enforcement officers, parks. I mean, it's a great opportunity to get everything together. And if you have questions, there's going to be someone there that can help answer that for you.
Yep. So, yeah, and I know it's a good time to get your word out there. So if you have anything to talk about when it comes to the wildlife or fisheries side, this would be the place to come and talk to us about it. Once again, in Watertown, that's going to be March 5th, which is this coming Monday here from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. out at the Country Inn and Suites. Also, if you're up in that Day County area or got land up in Day County or a sportsman up there and there's anything you want to get out there for the Day County area, there's going to be open house up there on March 21st. It's going to be the same time, that 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and that's going to be at the Isaac Walton League Clubhouse up there in Webster. Once again, the Day County one's going to be March 21st from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Isaac Walton League Clubhouse. So a couple different choices there are options. So we got an upcoming Hunt Safe course for Watertown. Like I mentioned, the Hunt Safe courses are now online for Watertown. So it's not going to be a classroom-oriented one. It's going to be online. So you'll take the online, you'll register for the online course, take it. You'll print off the certificate once you complete it. You'll bring it to the study on the weekend or our deal on the weekend, and we'll have you'll present that certificate to us. We'll have a short classroom period, and then we'll also be, which will be at the middle school there in Watertown, and then afterwards you'll have a field. We'll go out into the field. That'll be on March 24th, 8 o'clock a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m., so with a small break in between at noon for lunch. So, also, I think that'll do it for that. What do you got, Dan, over there?
Yep, the Walleyes Unlimited Glacial Lake Chapter is going to be holding another monthly meeting coming up. If anyone's interested in attending, it's wide open because we're in the position of trying to recruit new members. That date's going to be March 15th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Pier 81 down on Lake Ponset. Some of the guest speaker this time is going to be one of the Game Fish and Parks fishery biologists, and they're going to be talking about some of the Glacial Lakes fisheries and some other items like that, and then the club discussion, we're going to talk about an ice fishing trip for whoever's a club member after that. So if you're interested in walleye fishing and want to join a good club like the Walleyes Unlimited, it's a great opportunity to join. So,
okay, sounds good. Well, I think that just about covers it for this week, and with that, thanks for coming in, Dan.
Yep, no problem, Kai. I always enjoyed being on the show.
Well, with that, have a good weekend and hope to see you out there.